Now let's talk about some key terms you'll need to understand as we move through this section of the module. The first term, academic vocabulary, is defined as vocabulary that students will see in multiple subject areas throughout their studies. The words often have multiple meanings, connotations, or variations, depending on the context and subject area. Another way to think of academic vocabulary is as cross-curricular terms. For example, the terms justify and predict frequently appear in science, social studies, and English texts. We call these words high value because, when we teach them, we are providing access to texts in multiple genres and subjects. The second key term is related to the first. Academic language refers to the words we use in our careers and in college. This is the language that is found in textbooks and technical writing and should be found in our lessons, assignments, and tests. Academic language is the mortar that holds academic vocabulary together in complex text. It is a language that changes the meaning of words by creating the syntax, phrasing, and meaning depending on the discipline or purpose of the text. Our students need to understand academic language to be able to practice their higher-order thinking skills at the depth of knowledge 2 and 3 levels, which is required for most of the questions students are responding to on the HSE exams. Additionally, being fluent with high-level academic vocabulary and language increases our students' ability to express knowledge. A focus on both academic vocabulary and language enables our adult students to differentiate between social language and the language that is used in work or college settings. Finally, quantitative analysis is assigning a number or value to a text being studied. For example, a text may be at an 8th grade level or fall within the C band for complexity on the College and Career Readiness Standards. This is different from a qualitative analysis, where we evaluate a resource or text against a subjective set of criteria.